Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Riding the Wave podcast with your host, MJ. I got my boy, Betts, right here, a vintage toy collector slash entrepreneur slash soon-to-be business owner. What's up, my guy? How you doing?
I'm doing it.
Feeling the love. I'm feeling it. So how's everything, man? Talk to me. How's the journey? How's the journey?
The journey is still going. Thank to the Almighty.
The higher power. I love that.
Higher power.
All right.
My son's alive, healthy. You know, that's my main man. You know?
So I'm pretty sure he's a good reason why this is all happening, right?
As far as the soon to be business owner part?
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, you know what? Let's dive on in. So let's
out in the ocean.
let's dive on in and let's talk about what inspired you to be a toy collector. Where did that start from? Was that more childhood or did you just one day just wake up and like
childhood, of course. But you know what's crazy? I stopped playing with figures. When I was like in like 10th grade, bro.
Damn, are you still wearing the tight whiteies or what?
Bro, it's crazy. Like, thank God I didn't get caught. I was pretty popular, you know?
What was, growing up, what was your favorite toy or figures growing up? Because back in the 90s, they had the best figures in the 90s, bro. They had...
And the 80s.
Yeah, and the 80s. But for me, well, I'm a 90s kid. So, well, I'm 80s slash 90s, but 90s to me, as far as toy era, was peak era toys.
Well, what was your toy in the 90s?
It was all the X-Men comic, like the X-Men comic books, the Spider-Man ones, the Batman ones,
figures,
the Ninja Turtle ones, like figures, the wrestling ones, one with the ring.
Remember when the movie The Batman came out? Those figures that came out were sick, bro.
That's why when I see her today and I see all these figures.
Belt. Remember you had that belt that stretch out?
Yeah. Stretch Armstrong. Yeah, yes, the stretch ones. Yeah. That's why when I see all these toys right here, honestly, it brings nostalgia to me, man. Like, it just takes me back to when I was a young kid.
I went to Catholic school, and when I saw that toy, like, the devil talked to me. Like, that was the first time I wanted to steal.
Well, thank God you did it, right? But yeah, so what got you started? How much collections inventory do you got
right now?
Yeah,
bro, I didn't count, but the way I counted was by dollars, and I did it in a certain system, and the system is my system, and I pretty much averaged out each figure to the lowest. So I don't want you guys thinking that I'm pumping it up. You know, I gave it like for example, this is a $20 figure. I averaged it out to $10. And the number I got was 27,000.
Oh, man. Okay. So how much do you think you got in total, like as far as...
Including the Hot Wheels?
Just everything. Well, you know what? How long have you been collecting?
What's crazy is only like a little more than 5 years, bro. A little more than 5 years, and I already got like 30 racks worth of big.
Nice, bro.
And Hot Wheels.
So when you're looking at these figures, at these vintage items, what do you look for? Explain to us the process of you go in somewhere, and what sticks out to you? Are you looking? What are you looking for?
Right now, the way it is, bro, it's luck, because these guys are going in. They're going in there before the employees, bro.
Like if I'm a newcomer and the audience and they're newcomers, they want to do the same thing you're doing. How would you guide them through it?
Be there early on the day they get inventory.
Where do you go?
See, I'm not there yet because I've been blessed and lucky to have met people. So I got my little click.
Your little plug?
I get at cost, thank God.
Okay.
And if you find a figure in the wild, that's what they kind of say, at Target, you just get lucky and find like this Wolverine. That's considered at cost.
Okay, what?
Because on eBay, it's like triple the amount.
Okay, so at cost, is that like retail, wholesale?
It's pretty much retail if you find one in the wild at Target, bro.
Okay, all right.
And so, there's all, dude, the game is crazy. People hide figures, bro.
I believe it. I mean, which is the one that, which on this table, which is your favorite one? Not your favorite, but which is the one that is not for sale? Or is everything for sale?
Well, everything's always for sale at a certain price.
Including you?
Yes.
Hello.
Well, not me, but not these eyes, but the other eye.
Yeah. So with
this bad boy.
Oh, man.
Look at him, bro.
I'm display it. Show the art. I'm pretty sure some of these individuals are going crazy over this. You're bringing nostalgia back to everybody, especially me right now.
Beautiful.
I love it. I love it.
Xavier's brother.
Oh, man. Hey, man, you're giving a little comic book lesson over here.
That's why he has the helmet.
Okay. And how about this Deadpool right here? What's up with this Deadpool? We got the new movie coming out pretty soon, so I'm pretty sure a lot of collectors are going to be eyeing this one. So if someone wanted to, or go ahead. I'm sorry.
This one is old from Deadpool Part 1, but that's my favorite one. And then I just added different guns. You know, you could do whatever you want once you get the figure. But getting the figure is the hard part because some of these are pricey as fuck.
So what do these items mean to you? I know for an average person, you know, most people just walk past these items like they're nothing. But what does these items mean to you? Why are they important to you?
Like it all goes back to being a kid, bro, playing and then playing with them. And then my son got into them. I gave him, you know, I handed him down to him, my figures I had left. And then what the crazy part was, he gave them back to me. And then I sold those batches. And that's when I got in the game.
Nice.
Thanks to my son.
So what's been the motivation behind this? Like, really, what's been the motivation behind collecting all these items? I know you collect it to sell. Some of them you probably keep for yourself. But what's the overall goal? Well,
like we talked about, started with the passion, and my son, you know, he respects the game because he used to play with him. But eventually, what I want to do is open up a toy shop, bro, in the area where I live.
All right, where do you live at, brother?
I live in some people call it Nela, Northeast LA. All
right,
I'm in between Boyle Heights and I guess you can say Lincoln Heights or El Sereno.
Okay. Rose Hill, right?
Oh, yeah, up in Rose Hills. Okay. Not the cemetery.
You're going to catch this dude digging up graves over here.
Yeah, you know, Portuguese. I didn't say Portuguese.
That's cool. That's cool. So what do you think about calling? If I know we're spitballing. I don't mean to put you on the spot.
No, we're talking about it earlier, and it was kind of like...
Huh? Yeah, yo, so what do you bets, little bets, toy shop, or what?
I call my son Isaac or Little Bets. So I kind of want to throw in the name Bets in there. But, man, it's kind of hard because it's got to be perfect.
Right, right. So it takes time. It takes time.
Stand out and all that.
So,
I got to take my time on this one. If anybody has any
ideas, names, please. If you guys have any names for a... Let's just say you guys were going to open up a toy shop, vintage toy shop. What would you call it?
Catchy, girl.
And then the dopest name, we'll do a shout out.
And I'll give you guys a figure.
And he'll give you a figure. Okay, what kind of figure, though?
Not none of these.
Oh, now we're talking about low-end figures over here.
No, you'll get it.
Okay. If they wanted to see your collection, where would they see that at?
You know what? I started a YouTube channel. It basically is just Bets Mendoza.
Okay. So Bets Mendoza
on YouTube. I'm gonna start using that for figures, bro. And you're the one that you and my homie Tho gave me that idea. So shout out to Tho.
Okay, that's what's up.
And Instagram, it's King Killer Bet, and my son gave me that name.
That's, okay, that's what's up. All right. If you, ladies and gentlemen, if you guys
and are Beth Mendoza on Facebook, my bad, Macari Beth Mendoza as well.
So there's plenty of platforms to get his items. Let's support the small business owners.
Please.
And one of the reasons why I wanted him, it was so important to me to get him on here. It's not only to inspire me, because, you know, going into his house and just seeing his collection, it's unbelievable. It's like a museum, you know, going into that house. It's just well decorated, well set up. I loved it, and people need to hear it. I want to hear it from you guys. I want to hear what you guys got going on. What do you collect? What do you guys are inspiring to be? Let's put it on the table and let's talk about it.
I know a guy that collects rocks, bro.
You know, I mean, rocks are interesting. A geologist over here. Okay. All right. So what hurdles have you, like, in pursuing this dream? Like, what hurdles have you gone through? Or like, what's, like, as far as the business, I know that could be a little tricky financially, opening up, especially in California.
Yeah, like the permits.
And all yeah, that. Yeah, yeah. So what you hurdles?
Gotta get, you got to get like a fictitious name and Norwalk, all that. Because I've had my own business, but it was something totally different. But this is gonna be something that I want to go. I want to, my number one job, something I can leave to my son. My son can leave to his son. So that's the goal right there. And you said hurdle. The hurdle is the price. You know, some of these figures, with the good ones, you know, like, are kind of expensive, so you have to charge more money. But the good thing, like a real collector, they know that. They know if they want to get this guy, it's not gonna be no $5.99 type shit.
Yeah, well, right now the Marvel and DC universe, it's popping right now. So I mean, I don't think there's a lot of people looking for these items.
Yeah. McFarlane, bro. My bad to cut you off, but like for example,
what's McFarlane?
Let me give you an example. This is McFarlane. Remember, this is a classic movie, right?
Okay.
But look at it. It's a dope figure.
Which is that? Which movie is that from?
This is the original one, first one.
Oh, the first Batman.
Yeah. What was it called? This Batman, right?
Yeah, Batman.
Okay, so then look at this figure. This is from Rocky III, made by NECA. NECA is a high end. So this you get for like $25, maybe $30 right now. This you're gonna spend like $80 to $100.
Nice.
In the box, $200.
So what are the difference between these items? Like what I remember earlier when we were talking, you were talking about when they're just on their own.
So let's say you're a collector and you display them like how I do. Sometimes I display them just like that. I don't, you know, or some people hang them. But let's say you display them and you don't want to spend as much money. You buy them, they're called loose figures.
Okay, loose figures.
You go to a shop and you tell them, hey, you guys sell loose figures? They'll be like, yeah, over there. And they'll have a little section and just loose figure.
So the price difference between loose figures and in the box, I'm assuming varies, right? Or like, I'm assuming if I had to guess, if I bought this loose compared to in the box, I'd probably pay more for the box figure than a loose figure, right? Or
it could be tricky because this is another expensive figure because it's NECA. Like, look at that.
So like, I love it.
Art.
Matter of fact, he's gonna open it today. I made sure I told him to wait for him to open it. Isaac, can you please bring over this figure, please? We got my nephew gonna be in the shot.
This is one of he's my a little top
camera.
Three.
He's a little camera shy, but he's gonna open it up. I'll go over there and give him a hug, bro. It's
my baby.
That's what's up. This is what it's all about. This is, you know, it's about the family. It's about the family, and that's what I love to see. This is why, you know, we're here. But let's go ahead. Let's open this up, man.
This is getting silly. I play with toys for him.
And what other toys do you play with?
Hello. I'm playing with it right now. Batteries ran out.
All right, man. We'll open that. Oh, open that bad boy up. I'm low key. I'm excited to. Matter of fact, while he's doing that, Isaac, can you please bring me the? Because he brought like a whole storage container, like a U-Haul filled with toys. I'm like, bro, like, just give me five. But the moment I went into that storage unit, man, I felt like I was at Toys R Us kids, man. Like I was. That's my the kid part of me came out. But a couple of toys I got from him were,
You got good taste, bro.
The Sith Jet Trooper, the one that's always with Palpatine. I'm a big Star Wars fan, so this one was definitely one that I had to have.
You had to get the red one.
Carnage, come on! Like, who doesn't like Carnage? This is Carnage. Like, I love it. Got this one, good deal. Satisfied with it in the box. And then Venom. I mean, nothing gets better than classic Eddie Brock Venom. Again, good deal. I mean, you know, he gave me love, you know, the brother-in-law price, you know, that's what's up. But definitely I loved it. Again,
it's a hard finger.
If you guys want to purchase any of these items, where are we at again? Well, where can we find you at?
Go on all my platforms. Send me a DM. I'll deliver. If you live in Los Angeles area, you know, you live in England, wherever, I got you. You know,
personal delivery over here. Personal delivery. Where are you gonna get that at?
eBay, Mercari, Facebook are my go tos. Like I'll ship them out quick. I got you.
All right. So what's up? Let's open this bad boy up, man. It's taking longer than expected over here.
Go on eBay and there's like maybe like two of them on there.
All right. So what is it that we're looking at over here? This is
the Great Wolverine.
Oh, again.
From Diamond Select.
Again, for any of you who are going to be going out watching the Deadpool Wolverine movie, these are... in the box, ladies and gentlemen, in the box. Okay, so I'm gonna ask the obvious question: what's something like that go for? If I'm a person in the audience, I'm like, damn, I need to have that. What's up? How much you giving it to me for?
Well,
what's the price tag on that?
What's crazy about these type of figures? It's like the value goes up, bro. It goes up. That's why it's like, it's kind of like an investment, bro.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like a real high-end figure like this one, it right now it's stopped. So right now it's at 180.
Wow. For that?
Yeah.
How common are those? Is that a common?
Yeah. Bro, eBay, probably like maybe three of them on there, and it's really big in there. Mercari, last time I looked, they had one, only a loose figure.
You know? So you said you got Mercari, or not Mercari, but as far as the brand, what are the couple brands that you said that
this is Diamond Select.
So Diamond Select, and where are the other ones?
Diamond Select, and you have the OG most popular is the Marvel Legends.
Marvel Legends,
and then you have the NECA.
The NECA,
and I don't know if you've seen those ones. I think they're called Hot Toys. They're the big ones.
No, I don't know.
They're really detailed. That, man, they're like $500 each.
Okay. But they're really detailed.
Yeah, but they're like 12, like 13 inches, you know?
Okay. Like, overpriced, you think?
Oh, they look dope, but that's crazy, bro. You got to, you know what I'm saying?
So are you...
I'm trying to take food and out of my son's mouth and the shoes off his feet. There's time to get this bigger, but it was a hard week for him.
Yeah, for sure. Let me take a gander at this. in the box, ladies and gentlemen. In the box. How much you selling this for?
It's not for sale.
Oh, come on. But come on.
Maybe at the right price.
How can, okay, so what's the right price? You know, hey, if I really want this toy and I want that toy, what's up? What are you giving me? What's the price?
That one at least 500. And I just said that price on purpose.
I'm giving that right back. But nah, man.
That's a good figure though, right?
Nah, it's a dope figure. Dope figure. Are you done collecting? Or are you still collecting? Or what's...
Bro, I'm in. I'm hooked.
That's it, huh? Black magic woman over here or what?
Bro, I'm in. Like, bro, that's my heroine. That's my PlayStation. That's my Xbox.
All right, so for all the younger audience, or not even younger, but just for the people who are thinking about,
bro,
people, opening up something like this.
Men that collect, bro. There's, what was I saying earlier? I say closet collectors. I bet one of your best friend might be a collector, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah. So what is this whole motivation? I mean, once you open up the store, you find the name. Is that it, or what's next? What's next for Bet's Toys over here?
If all goes well, you know, expand. You know, go to do events. Comic. I've never been to Comic Con. I've always wanted to do that. You know, but I ain't gonna dress up, man. Sorry.
Yeah, man. The whole...
I might be one of those. What are they called? Those furry.
I don't know. Trolls. I don't know.
There's some crazy shit out there, but they never show this on the TV or the media. But if you walk around, they got some figures that you could never find anywhere else, and I do have a couple of those. And next time, if I come on, I'll bring one of them. They're called Comic Con exclusive.
All right, man. So, hey, honestly, man, I just want to say, man, bro, you made me very knowledgeable with all this info that you gave to us. Honestly, man, I just want to say thank you.
It's big, bro. It's big.
For coming on.
Thank you for inviting me.
You know, for real, bro. Like, honestly, real love.
I love you, man.
I love you, too. And this is what the podcast is about. It's showing love. It's showing love to all walks of life.
Right.
I want
with the positive vibe.
I want to bring anybody who wants to be on, who wants to share their story, wants, you know, what, positive or negative. We're here to support each other.
Or negative with a positive solution, right?
And check it out. What I'm going to do, I'm going to buy a couple items from him. Whoever comes up with the coolest name for the store, the potential store, I will personally, I'm going to display it on my Instagram, Riding the Wave 2024, and I will ship it to you directly. All right? That's
a dope name. I'll let them cut the ribbon.
Yeah, for sure. But hey, once again, let's keep on finding the good fight. Let's not be hungry. Let's be starving. Let's keep on. Let's just be motivated. Let's stay positive as best as we can. Thank you for tuning in.
Never thirsty, always hungry.
There you go. Not always hungry. We're always starving. We'll see you next week. Fridays. 8 a.m. Thank you for tuning in. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Love you right there. You.
Peace.